It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
arts, entertainment,
food,
topics, automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And welcome, everybody, to the 14th installment of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And the BTS Mix Show has something great for our members to enjoy with us. And that's a trip to Vegas. We're going to give you details on how you could win a trip to Las Vegas to hang out with Spencer and Doc. Well, that may not be the funnest part of Vegas, but it'll definitely be something you probably won't tell your friends about now.
And remember, Kitty Pies, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we'll definitely give some meaning to that phrase, I'm sure. We'll party it down out there. That's not a problem.
And don't forget, it stays off YouTube too, Doc.
Oh, right, of course. So yeah, you have to sign a waiver, I think, that says you have to keep any embarrassing footage off of YouTube. So, yes, so very exciting about the Vegas trip, and of course we will have more details about that. What's going on with you, Mr. Spencer? How are you?
Oh, man, it has just not rained here in forever. We've had over 100, and we talked about this last show, over 100 degree days, and it just keeps going, and just super hot weather, no rain. What we have here where I live is called the Dome of Dryness. Thunderstorms will head toward you, and then they will either split and go around you, or they'll dry up before they hit you. And we've got such dry conditions out here that there's like an extreme fire danger. There's things burning up all around us. Thousands of acres have already burned, and it's just one thing after another after another. And boy, we could sure use some relief from the heat and the drought. How are things in New York?
Well, you know, man, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not much of a doomsayer by any stretch of the imagination, but you got to wonder what's going on with the weather in this country right now. You've got, I mean, you know, the conditions you're telling about in Texas right now with dry, over 100 degree weather, the huge storms, tornadoes, massive flooding traveling through the Midwest. And then I'm out here on the East Coast and it's still springtime here. We should be in the mid 70s, low 80s, and it's 97. It was 101 degrees yesterday for us here, and I've never seen anything like this. It shouldn't be this hot, and there shouldn't be multiple tornadoes rolling through the Midwest, and it's just very strange weather all around.
Yeah, they're saying the tornado devastation, I mean, just what we've seen at the beginning part of this year could set records for just the amount of tornadoes we could have this year. And, of course, where you live in New York, it's not a dry heat.
It's basically like constantly living in a swimming pool out here. And, you know, New Yorkers around here, and if you ask any New Yorker, he or she will certainly know this phrase. It's a term called city ass, and that's what you get, you know, when the temperature gets to a certain point, the humidity is at a certain level, and, you know, the buildings and the skyscrapers and the concrete and everything, metal just absorbs all that heat. It gets nasty out here, and it looks like it's going to be one doozy of a summer, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, the easy bake oven from hell, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Well, hang in there. Well, you, some place that's not experiencing 100-degree weather is the South Pole. But what they are experiencing is really hot. Giggity, giggity. this is posted in the General Chit Chat forum. And I saw this and I went, what the? Okay, in General Chit Chat, massive orgies at the South Pole. This is posted by Camion. Hello, all. I just wanted to share something rather comical and quite true I found out recently. And then post the news link from MSNBC. Here's how it breaks down. 16,500 condoms were shipped to 125 residents at the South Pole base. During the dark cycle, no shipments can be made. Now, then, let's break this down. Sunrise is August 20th for them, so basically there are 44 days of darkness. If you can take 16,500 condoms and divide them equally between all of the 125 residents, that basically breaks down to 32 condoms each. Now, if you divide this up into 44 days, that comes to about 3 condoms today.
Well, you know, this is just unbelievable. And I guess one addition to posted by Kamane, I believe that's pronounced. His math's a little off because you have to account for the fact that the girls probably aren't wearing condoms. And if they are, then that surely is some party going down in the South Pole. So that's a lot of condoms per person. person. And, you know, that's a very specific shipment there. I mean, I appreciate not wanting to run out. You know, I mean, you're down in the South Pole. You certainly want to order a little bit more of everything just in case. But 16,500 condoms, that's a lot of party action right there. That's that spells P-A-R-T-Y because we're in the South Pole and we have nothing else to do.
In World War II and in later wars and things, our soldiers would take the condoms and put them on the end of their rifle to keep muck and water and mud and stuff and seawater from getting in there and messing up the barrels. That's how they'd protect them. Maybe they're using them for some other purpose down there. Maybe they're using them to I don't know what they'd be using them for. No, I don't have a clue.
Maybe you could wear them under your gloves to keep your hands warmer or something. I don't know.
That's it. They're waterproof gloves with no thumbs.
There's no sexy time action going down at the South Pole, ladies and gentlemen. It's all for practical purposes. Never mind. No story to see here.
I love what Nexus Magazine put. He posted the quote and then wrote, "Maybe penguins look cute in the dark."
Well, some other member wrote in that they also send an abundance of alcohol down there, and that's from user Dell. And so I guess that would make sense. You know, you get a lot of alcohol down there, and nothing is out of I would suspect. It gets cold and lonely down there, particularly when there's no sun rising or setting. I mean, that can be a little off-putting, I'm sure. So, you know, good luck to our friends down there in the South Pole, and have a good time, guys. That's pretty exciting.
I'll be checking to see if there's any job applications on the internet for that. Dale Gribble, as a matter of fact, I guess almost went to work for Raytheon down there. He posted, went through salary negotiations all the way up to leaving and failed the physical because I'm missing a finger. They said missing a digit would cause me too much stress. Now, I'll keep going. Anyhow, and anywho, they give you a weekly supply for free of whatever kind of liquor you want. If I remember right, it was like one-fifth per week. Any more than that, you had to buy it yourself. So you get a fifth a week of any kind of liquor you want and all the condoms you could possibly use. Woohoo! Sign me up for the next expedition.
Well, you know what? I got to go. We have to speak to the management here at BTS and see if we can work out some sort of deal like that. You know, get a fifth of something in a big old box of condoms. You know, maybe some pizzas or something. Throw that in. You know, they got to stay competitive.
Salary negotiations. I'd like 16,500 condoms. I'd like a fifth of liquor a week. And I'd like to play butt darts with Dave Rabbit again. And all the Mexican food I could possibly eat. That's pretty much how mine would go.
And if y'all could throw in some penguin lingerie, that'd be nice, too. You know, little bras and panties for the penguins.
Oh, my gosh. All right, time to jump to our next thread. Mr. Doc, what is it?
Senior pranks, and what's your favorite senior prank? This is posted by Out of This World, and this is actually a few years old, but, you know, the senior prank certainly never goes out of style. And Out of This World writes in, senior prank ideas. Even though I am a junior, I am in desperate need of high-quality senior pranks. Please help. And Zanzibar writes in first and says, first off, take half a kilo of weapons-grade plutonium and stuff it into a melon, then chuck it. Classic school prank, works every time, blowing up the old watermelon, I guess. Although, I'm not sure where you're going to find weapons-grade plutonium, and that can always go bad, unless, of course, you need it to fuel your DeLorean, in which case, you know, party on.
And for those of you listening at the Department of Homeland Security, this is only a show. We're not actually asking people to go out and get plutonium. Thanks.
That is correct.
We're going to be on a no-fly list and can't go to Las Vegas. I think it may be pronounced senior prank. See, I think that everybody's missed the whole gist of this. See, what you do is you go down to Home Depot with your pickup truck, and you pick up a bunch of day laborers, okay? And then you drive and say, I got a job. They all get in, and then you run, and you drive them over to the Office of Immigration. And right then, you have pulled a senior prank.
Not very funny for the seniors being pranked, but yes, that is indeed a senior prank.
Just a joke. Send all your letters to Spencer Tracy at BTS Mixup.
At BTS Mixup, the internet dot somewhere south.com.
There you go. Yes. And don't see me in Vegas. It'll all be
yes, good. Yes. We're not going to Vegas. Never mind.
Hey, what kind of senior prank did you pull, Doc?
You know, we really didn't pull one. I mean, we there was a real bad one the year before. We had a situation where, you know, they did the whole water balloon thing, but some of them, I guess, had pee in them and all sorts of other things. So there was a major crackdown my year, and it was basically, you know, a sight unspoken where if you do pull a senior prank, you guys are, you know, going to go to jail or something like that. But my favorite one that I ever heard of, and I was watching one of those news shows or something, you know, best senior pranks ever, and these kids somehow got a hold of the master key to all of the locks in the entire school, all the classroom doors, janitor closets, everything. And they they came out and changed every single lock in the building, which they thought was hilarious. They then mailed the new copies of the new key to all the locks to all the students, so only the students could get in and out of places. Great prank, but it turned out it ended up costing the school about $500,000 to figure out, you know, everything, what went wrong, and replace all the locks and get everything figured out.
You know, we actually had a couple of senior pranks, and it was more like, you know, the high schools would do stuff, but they weren't really as motivated as the band members were or the football team. It was more of a rivalry, a crosstown rivalry. So our senior pranks were actually on the other high school, which was kind of cool. And a friend of mine had some stables and stalls, and we went and got a bunch of horse manure. And when you're marching, you have these lines marked out, and you have all these areas where you've already cut grooves in the grass where you're going to be marching. So we just lit the little horse apples all over the marching field. So they kind of had to watch where they walked. A friend of mine pulled his senior prank. He actually rode his dirt bike through the halls of the high school, had two people helping him, one to open one door to get him in as he rode down the hall, then one to let him get out. And he actually pulled it off. I don't think it was like, you know, probably a week later they actually found out who it was and got in a little bit of trouble, but didn't suspend him. And that was when you could actually get away with things, and school administrators and security people actually had a sense of humor. Not now. I mean, it's almost you can't get into school with that, you know, unless you have your 3-ounce bottle of something.
Yeah, exactly. Got to go through the metal detectors, and it'd be very difficult to get a dirt bike through a metal detector. That's my opinion on that situation. The good Dr. Funk writes in, and he says, what you will need: lawn fertilizer, herbicide, kerosene, rock salt, and lots of it. I can only imagine where this one's going. Find a hill or field within sight of your school. Spread whatever grass killer you choose, applying liberally, right out 06 in the grass, or 07 in your case, and within a day or two it will appear as if the great Lord had come down to give his blessings on your class. At least that was our excuse. Also, try not to do it where the lawns are kept mowed and properly fertilized. You want to be remembered, not hated. So that's a pretty good one right there.
Yeah, you don't want to be destructive in your senior pranks, because obviously that will get you in jail and suspended and maybe fined, and bad things will happen. But if you're creative and you're actually thinking, I mean, I like the fertilizer idea, because you're not really hurting anything. What you're doing is you're making areas greener. You're actually improving. You know, when's the last time you saw, you know, schoolyard that's been fertilized? More than likely it's been run down, but if you fertilize it and it grows really dark in that area, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I can see how that one would work.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to be safe about it, but at the same time you want to be remembered. You know, it's like whatever class you were, you want our class to be the one that was remembered for doing the most sweet prank. You know, Dragon's Demean, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that, writes in and says, this might not work depending on where you are, but in my university a few years ago, a bunch of the engineers made a giant snow phallus in front of one of the doors to the arts faculty giant lecture halls. They packed it very strong and then dumped water all over it, so it was encased in ice. I'm not sure if the school broke it down or not, since I'm rarely in that section of the campus, but it was pretty funny when I walked by that day and saw a 5-foot-tall snow phallus blocking the door from opening. This was more to give you a fun idea. I'm not responsible for anything you do with it. And I love how everybody's prefacing it with, hey man, you can do this, but I didn't tell you to do it. I didn't give you the idea for it. But yeah, a giant snow phallus. That's a pretty good one right there, I gotta say.
Yes. If you have that much snow. In West Texas, probably wouldn't work. A cactus phallus, maybe.
A cactus. You could do a sand phallus. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. Nah, forget that. Let's just move somebody's car to the roof. That's more fun.
Man, I'm starved!
All right, let's jump over to the General Chit Chat Forum, and today we're talking about Doritos. Mad Hatter posted, Doritos, is it just me, or are they all basically just tasting the same? Things, yeah, they have changed. I remember the distinct flavor of Doritos, and they don't taste the same to me.
Yeah, you know, and I think you're right. It's either the, you know, the genetically engineered corn or the laundry list of chemical additives, I guess, that are added to them now. You know, it looks more like a recipe for rocket fuel than it does, you know, something you should eat. But, you know, I think Mad Hatter's onto a point here. I would agree. I think what do you have, the regular flavor and the Cool Ranch flavor? And, man, I don't think if anyone was blindfolded, anyone could tell the difference. I think they taste exactly the same. What do you think, Spencer? Do Cool Ranch and regular taste the same?
You know, I'm not a big fan of Cool Ranch. I kind of like Doritos, but I make my own salsa. So just regular Plano Doritos would probably be fine with me. I don't do a lot of the flavored stuff. I did try some of the spicy Doritos and stuff like that, but yeah, I'm not putting their product down. I'm just saying, not necessarily for me. Cosmic Storm wrote, "Well, I'm with you on the Doritos conspiracy. A few years back, the cheese and Cool original flavor had not suitable for vegetarians. Now they don't have that statement. What do they state over in the USA? Because I'm in the UK. Don't trust them. Ha 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 ha." And that's from Cosmic Storm. You know, product labeling, you never know what they've got in it. Probably fewer trans fats, I would imagine, if they're cooking them different. But, and then this is something I noticed. I'm just going to jump to it like horizontally here, Doc. And Keebler Zesta saltines taste different than they did about 5 or 6 years ago. They changed the recipe. They did something. And the little crackers are not, they don't taste the same. I don't know what it is, but they don't have, maybe they took the real butter out. I don't know but okay, that's my short jaunt if chasing that rabbit. I'm back.
I think a ton of things are like that. I think everybody's trying to figure out a way to cut corners and save a buck and, you know, make everything cheaper and easier and faster and more efficiently. And it's a, you know, it's a direct result that, you know, nothing tastes the same anymore. It's not the same stuff that it used to be. I mean, I remember really loving a few certain things, and I eat them now. And I know, you know, you grow out of certain things, and that's, you know, that's for sure. But, man, it just does not taste the same. So, you know, Chuckles the Clown, he's got a little nice picture of a clown here on his avatar. He says, "It's not the Doritos. The conspiracy lies within the person licking all the flavor off of your Doritos. So who follows you around licking your Doritos before you get to them? Something to think about. Personally, I like the flavors of Doritos, and they're all different." So Chuckles is saying that someone, you know, it's a large conspiracy where there might be people actually following you around, licking all the flavoring off of your Doritos before you eat them. And there might be something to that. You never know. So watch your back when you're eating Doritos, that's for sure.
Yeah, watch your kids, because that's usually what happens there. You never know what they're up to. They could be behind your back licking the flavor off your Doritos, putting them back in the bag because they never clean up their room. They never do their dish. I'm sorry. I had a little flashback there, too. Anyway.
Easy, Spencer. Just breathe. Breathe through it.
I'm going to go have a smoke. We'll be right back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock.
Hello, everyone. I'm Spencer Tracy. Along with Doc Hancock, I host the new BTS Mix Show. We have a lot of fun, and when we're done with our shows, we like to head over and listen to our sister shows, the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case on the Above Network LLC. The ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous is the source for the latest information on breaking stories, conspiracy theories, and some stuff that's just plain weird. Johnny and Dave have insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their field. When I need the latest news and insight from the political arena, I log on to the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Martin and Justin really break it down for me. They discuss member posts, interview members about their stance on the issues, and they have access to today's noted political figures and authors. So come on over and deny boredom with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host, the marvelous Doc Hancock, on the BTS Mix Show. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, and deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network LLC.
And welcome back, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And don't forget, we'll have details on our big Vegas trip that you could be taking with us coming up a little bit later in the show.
So we are looking now at the relationships forum here on BelowTopSecret.com, and Super Slovak writes in and says, are all women this way? And obviously Super Slovak's having some women problems, as most of our members are here in the relationships thread. So let's see if we can help him out. He says, maybe I'm just crazy, or maybe it's a fact. I don't know. That's why I'm posting here. Anyway, it seems like every time I find a nice lady who likes me, it's the same old story happens again and again. She ends up going to a lovely party with lots of alcohol and drugs and horny guys, blah, 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 one of which ends up taking my woman away from me into the bedroom. Is this what women do? Is it written in their genetic code to go out and get so drunk that they forget they already have a boyfriend? Am I the only guy that this happens to? Because it happened again. I don't know what to think about girls anymore. All I want to do is have fun, right? Well, Super Slovak, my first question to Super Slovak would be, did you meet her in a bar? Because my experience, if you meet a girl in a bar, you're going to get a bar girl. And that's, you know, it's like if you meet a girl in a library, you're going to get a librarian. So it's a, you know, you really got to pay attention to who this person is. And do they like to go out and get drunk a lot? If they do, they're going to put themselves, you know, into crazy situations. If not, then so forth. So, you know, you always need to obviously pay attention to who you're with. Spencer, what do you think?
Doc, I think you hit it right on the head there. Obviously, if this has happened, maybe there's a pattern in your life that is causing you to pick these kind of women. And we talked about this with one of our earlier guests. Remember the relationship girl that womansavers.com? We talked a little bit about that. And men and women sometimes fall into that pattern of going after that same woman. It's just not, but it's a screwed up, you know, paradigm. You got to pull yourself out of this and say, why am I choosing this type of person to go out with? Second of all, don't take him to a party with lots of alcohol and drugs and horny guys. Just a hint. That might help the taking the girl away into the bedroom thing. I don't know.
Yes, stay away from the horny guys' parties. That's rule number one, I think. Avoid that at all costs. And Annie actually writes in and agrees with you directly, Spencer. I believe it's she, Annie. Maybe you should look at yourself and wonder why you were following the same pattern, being attracted to the same type of woman. Of course, not all women are like that. It is you who are choosing that type of woman, you know. And like you were saying, Spencer, I mean, it's the same thing about, you know, people who always seek out abusive relationships and fall into that pattern. It's the exact same thing. So, you know, break the cycle, man. Free yourself, free your mind, and you know, and certainly don't let any of your girlfriends go to these horny guy parties. You got to keep her away from
there. Definitely. Hey, you know, what you know always has a tongue-in-cheek remark, and also posted, women are evil and selfish and stubborn and horrid creatures that should never be trusted under any circumstances. Send all letters to what you know. They all just want to prey on the weakness of men and exploit them for anything they can. My suggestion is to you to be aware of this when dealing with the fairer sex, so they may not take advantage of you. The only thing on a girl's mind is the BBD, bigger, better deal. Sorry, pal, women are evil. With the notable exception of girls on ATS, because the women on this site are, of course, above par as far as women go and don't fall within the category of your average woman. Big smile at the end of that. Of course, that's a tongue-in-cheek response. I would hope so, because probably Asala will wring his neck.
And Asala actually posted right after that and says, thank you, Wookie. Love you too, buddy. But anyhow, not all women are like this. I prefer to call them girls that act this way. No woman that holds herself with any respect would lower herself to that way of acting. Now, I'm guessing you're kind of young. Also seems that you're not looking for the right kind of girl either. You need to work out what it is you want and what aspects you demand from someone. Don't put up with that kind of treatment at all. If that's how she wants to act, then get up and go. Find someone who cares for you, loves you, respects you, start looking elsewhere, or someone a little bit more mature. And this just leads us right back to cougars. I can't stress it enough. If you're dealing with all these immature girls, you've got to run for the cougars, man. Head for the jungle. Go for the cougar. They're older, they're more mature, and they don't have a tendency to want to go to the horny guy parties that are so abundant out there. So run with the cougars, for sure.
Send all correspondence to Doc Hancock.
Listen, I'm going to get lots of really nice notes from a lot of cougars out there because I just sent them a lot of business. And when I start my business, Cougar Companions, that's going to be a real big plus for me. And when I'm, you know, making millions and millions of dollars with my Cougar Companion company, you'll be the one who's sorry. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, send your letters, cougars, because I'm loving them.
I'm sure the Vice Squad wouldn't find anything objectionable about your Cougar Squad.
Not at all.
Not at
it's
all.
It's a perfectly legitimate organization, and we're working on a few small details with our lawyer, but that's a whole different story.
All right, since we were talking about relationships, this kind of goes in relationships, but it also goes to the rant forum, and it's posted by Excitable Boy, and bless your heart, you certainly are. And since when did men become pieces of meat on this site? Here we go. Women would probably find it offensive if we decided to have the same contest for the women of the thread. I'm not sure why any male out there would want to whore himself out for the goal of winning this contest and getting 500 points. But I can't speak for every man now, can I? Evidently, Excitable Boy is upset about a contest on the BTS, which is a photo contest, and you get 500 points if everybody likes your picture, which is basically harmless. And I think Asala had a pretty nice response to that. The thread in question is in a fun sort of, you know, vein. The girls and guys thought it would be funny. It's not a real contest of any sort. And the points were just for fun. If you really have an issue with the thread or anyone for that matter, then please feel free to make a complaint where it will be reviewed and action will be taken if necessary. That's why we love Asala. She's our little super moderator.
And I have a response for Excitable Boy, too. And mind you, I'm at a bit of a disadvantage here because I've been a hunk of beefcake my entire life. And, you know, I've always had this problem of being treated like a piece of meat. But you want to know what? I mean, maybe it's guy's turn. You know, maybe BTS is changing the paradigm. Maybe we are rearranging the way things should work around here. Give a little payback. So, you know, I think it's perfectly great. You know, it's good that sites like this are coming up and threads like this are being posted. And I say rock on. And, you know, I mean, being a hunk of beefcake myself, you know, again. So, you know, I say roll on.
Yeah, I think we should have a Men of BTS calendar. The Men of BTS calendar. How cool would that be? I would so not be on there unless they like, you know, like a little bit of a beer belly with a kilt.
I got dibs on July. I think July is a good month. It's right in the middle of the calendar, you know, so if people pick it up and look at it, they don't get to it right away. But it's sizzling, baby. It's sizzling in July.
That's so hot. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you have an opinion about this, please, please feel free to quote on that. If you think we men are being whored out as sex objects, what? Boy, that would be great. But, you know, go ahead and post on this thread. It is, again, posted in the rant section. And since when did men become pieces of meat on this site? By the way, if you have your own rant, feel free to put it in there because we love ranting. We love relationship forum. We love all the great forums that are on belowtopsecret.com. It's just a lot of fun for us to read, and we like sharing those with you too.
And one of my favorite threads on BTS is the movies thread, and somebody, this is a great post, and it's your top five cartoons of all time. And man, you know, it really got my mind thinking because I love cartoons. And this is posted by Karsharadon, probably not any relation to the Kardashians, but maybe you have a big booty as well. But anyways, this is from Karsharadon, and these are the top five cartoons of all time, his list. And these are historically his top five in no particular order. The Mazinger Z anime, which is an anime, obviously, a cartoon. Transformers. Our Vegas Voltron 2 anime, Samurai X, and Technoman, which is 90s Japanese version. And then his current favorites are the Justice League, the Initial D, Martian Successor, Nadisco, SpongeBob, and Teen Titans. And, you know, I've unfortunately never really delved into the whole anime circuit, but I can certainly agree with Transformers. You know, I would throw in He-Man. He-Man was my dig, man. That's how I got down. I like Aqua Teen Hunger Force an awful lot, of course, on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. What were some of your favorites there?
Well, I think, you know, I had my past and I have my present. By far, probably my favorite cartoon was Scooby-Doo. 1969 is when it came out. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And just loved the show. Of course, Casey Kasem did the voice of a couple of the several of the characters, but namely Shaggy, and then some other great voice talents on that one. Loved that one. Another great one that was in prime time for a while, and I think maybe just ran one season or two seasons, and I actually have the DVD set, is the Johnny Quest series, which Venture Brothers makes fun of most of the time on Cartoon Network. And then there was, you know, there were some other ones that were pretty good, some notable ones. But then around the 90s, the mid-90s, they came out with the noir kind of anime version of the Batman, or, you know, the Batman series, which I thought they did an excellent job on that one. More recently, though, I think probably one of the funniest things written on TV for animation is, well, I'm not going to say The Simpsons. Actually, I'm going to say Family Guy. Family Guy has probably got some of the best humor, even though some of it is way, way out there and slightly offensive to just about everybody. But I would have to say just from the seasons that I've watched, I've watched every one of the episodes, I would say the creative writing on that, just the off-the-wall stuff, really I kind of relate to because I like that type of humor. Not all of it, but most of it. I think Family Guy is probably one of the best things. Now, more for kids' animation, teenagers, young adults, I'd say Bleach is really good. I like, you know, several different things. I like the comedy on Venture Brothers, of course. That's more of an adult humor. And I have a few of those things DVR'd. But, you know, those are some of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, going back, way back, I mean, obviously Looney Tunes, you know, the godfather of all cartoons.
You know,
some really tremendous stuff. And ironically, you know, those were so offensive at their time, they didn't even realize it because a lot of them, you can't play them anymore. I mean, Speedy Gonzales cartoon is certainly pretty offensive to Hispanic people because they portray them as drunk and slow, and they can't play a lot of the Tom and Jerry things anymore, which is, you know, for a sundry of different reasons. And, you know, it's really interesting to see how those have not all stood the test of time, but we certainly all know who those characters are. And, Lysergic writes in, puts up a couple good ones. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I totally forgot about that. I was a big fan of that. Thundercats, of course. Futurama, which is of the Simpsons ilk, and of course The Simpsons is a great cartoon. I agree with Spencer. I think Family Guy is one of the most brilliant cartoons ever made. But even to contrast it with that, I mean, those come from the McFarlane brothers. You've got Seth MacFarlane, who obviously writes and created Family Guy, and then you have I think his name's Todd McFarlane, who, of course, does the Spawn series. So talk about a contrast. You got to wonder what their childhood was like.
It was demented, much like ours was. You know, speaking of Thundercats, Doc, I just wanted to... We kind of talked about this a little while ago when we were talking about this thread, but have you ever heard of Thundercat outtakes?
No, I haven't. Well, what's this all about?
Even Casey Kasem has outtakes. You can pull outtakes from... Because when audio engineers are recording these things, it may not be the same person that's running the equipment. They may just be standing in front of a mic acting much like we are. As a matter of fact, I'm naked right now. It's theater of the mind. I have a tutu on, and I'm naked below the waist, and I have a cowboy hat. See, now, I just gave you a mental picture, okay? While I'm, well, it's not a very pretty mental picture, but regardless.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, I got to go to sleep tonight, man. You're going to haunt my dreams.
But while the person is acting out, there's somebody else over here, except in our case, which is me, running the equipment. And a lot of times, they'll just keep that tape rolling. Just keep it rolling, take after take after take. And sometimes you'll get stuff that you didn't quite expect your superhero animated character to say.
You've got to snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before...
Shut up, you...
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the am I talking about?
It's when Wile E. Cat and Kit are pretending to be the most helpful that they're dropping their pens on the thing while I'm talking. Thunder! 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 Thundercats! I'm going too high.
Oh, Lion-O! We're not...
What's the matter, Snarf?
I got a cold.
Mother!
Shut the up! Get over here, bitch!
Ah! Damn!
Run out the f***ing plank, boys!
Come here.
Man, those are great.
Yeah, and
I've never heard those before. Thanks for playing those.
Yeah, well, that's the edited version. You can find your own online with the nasty stuff. And by the way, this we will give that an R rating because some of the language is rather colorful for your Cartoon Heroes. And we'll be back with more of the BTS Mix right after this.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
Is this on? Okay, after four. Four.
And welcome back, everyone, to the BTS Mix Show. Unfortunately, I was off on a top secret ninja mission and was unable to join Spencer with his interview with Carmeet Bakar. And if you don't know who Carmeet Bakar is, she is a platinum-selling recording artist with the Pussycat Dolls. She's the only original member since 1994, and she recently announced her departure from the Dolls about a month ago to pursue a solo career. The Pussycat Dolls have sold over 7 million albums, and Carmeet has also appeared in such films like Going on 30, Along Came Polly, and Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. So it's, of course, a real pleasure to have her with us. And Spencer, how'd the interview go?
It went great. So let's just jump right into it, and here's Carmeet Bakar.
Hello.
Carmeet.
Hey.
Hey, it's Spencer. Yeah, it's Spencer. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hey, I had a question for you, though.
Okay.
The music that we're hearing on your phone, is that you?
No, I wish it was. It's not an artist that I really like named Emily King. But definitely I like that style of music, so you'll be hearing stuff like that too from me.
great. So you're in LA right now, right?
I am, and you're in Texas.
I'm in West Texas, yes. And my partner in crime, Doc Hancock, couldn't be with me. He's in New York and just tied up with work and could not get away, and it's his loss, I promise.
Definitely. I would love to meet both of you at some point, too.
Well, we're going to be flying to Vegas and doing our show from, I think, the Hard Rock Hotel.
When is that?
That's going to be in July. And on the phone with us, we have Carmeet Bakar, and I hope I said that right, Carmeet.
You did, Spencer. Thank you for that.
And a lot of you recognize her as the platinum-selling recording artist with the Pussycat Dolls. She's the only original member since 1994, right?
Yes, and the original redhead in the group, because someone recently dyed their hair red.
Oh, well, see, I'm a natural redhead, too, so I think that's all cool.
Well, we should go out sometime.
That's it. We'll hit Vegas and have drinks. That'll be fun. Hey, now, earlier in the year, you announced that you were leaving the Pussycat Dolls. Why did you decide to do that?
You know, I've been in the group for a long time, and I've seen many incarnations of the group, you know, from when we were, you know, a burlesque group on the Sunset Strip to, you know, the full-blown pop sensation, you know, which we went global and had such incredible success. It was just like a dream come true. And I love the girls. They're my family. I just had a lot of exciting projects that were ready to blast off, and I don't know, I guess I got ants in my pants, and, you know, I really, I was just working hard, and I kind of wanted to keep growing, so I call it graduating.
You know, a lot of artists do that, though. I mean, you guys sold 7 million albums with the Pussycat Dolls.
It was incredible, honestly.
But that's not the only projects you had. You also did some movies, too, and a lot of the listeners will remember 13 Going on 30, which I loved. Along Came Polly, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle 2.
That was with the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, Charlie's Angels, we did it as the Pussycat Dolls. The other movies I did on my own, you know, as an individual. And I think that's what I'm kind of getting back to is I want, you know, my fans and audience to kind of get to know me as an individual and who I am, you know, as a woman, as an artist, as a, you know, philanthropist, as a businesswoman. I mean, all those things. I mean, the group was fantastic, but it was sort of, you know, it was a group as a whole, and it was fun to be a united front, but each of the girls was really special and different, and we have a lot to offer, so I kind of want to get back to me, you know, and focus on some projects that I'm really passionate about. I am actually working on my solo project, which is exciting, you know, because Pussycat Dolls was one kind of pop, you know, style of music, and I just, there's so many other things that I like, so I'm kind of in the studio right now getting some awesome fusions of all the styles that I like together, so you'll be hearing that shortly. And then there's a show that I co-create. I've done it for the past 7 years. It's called The Zodiac Show, and it's sort of a multi-genre music-based live concert style show, and I like to call it my rocked out version of Cirque du Soleil, because it's like performance art based, and there's everything from, you know, rock and roll to opera to rap to aerialist to fire. I mean, it's everything across the board, and it's diversity through unity, you know what I mean? It's pretty incredible, so I'm excited about that too.
Now, your background really, is it more in dance, because you started out more in dance and gymnastics, right?
I did, you know, growing up, my parents really put me in everything. I studied, you know, piano, I danced, I did rhythmic gymnastics, I competed internationally, I was on national team with the world championships, I played fifth in the Olympic trials, and so all that stuff kind of gave me an edge, you know, as far as movement goes, but I studied sight singing and vocals all my life, so it's really exciting to kind of be able to utilize all of that, and I think that's why I also wanted to branch off and, you know, get a chance to kind of delve into the other things.
Well, Carmine, tell me a little bit about your family. You just said that they really got you involved in a lot of things. Your father was in the entertainment business, wasn't he?
Yes, my father and my mother actually had a company, a dance company that they toured all over the world with 7 years before they had me, and then 7 years after they had me, I was basically on tour with them. But they both were in the entertainment world. My mom modeled and danced, and actually my dad and my mom did movies together, and my dad danced with Elvis Presley, and he was on Broadway, and so I kind of came from that lifestyle, which was really wonderful, because I was exposed to the arts all my life, and they were very supportive with everything that I wanted to do, so.
For the single guys on the website, they'd like to know if you are single or married.
I am not married.
Woohoo! Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, you know. I think that I always say, like, dating is crazy, because dating is weird. Like, you either have a connection with somebody or you don't. So, you know, you can't create one, you can't make it right. You gotta have the right things that connect you to a person. It's just chemistry, it's either there or it's not. So, you know, when you meet that right person, you move forward and you evolve in a relationship. Otherwise, you just have fun, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of take it easy and have fun with each other, and yeah, that's cool.
Exactly.
I like that.
Exactly.
Any movie projects in the works?
You know, not right now. I've had, you know, a couple offers, like, for some cameos and things, which is cool, and so I'm trying to just delegate, you know, things, because it's hard. It's so crazy and busy, you know. You got to choose the right things, and there's only so much you can do in one day.
Well, see, that's good, though. I mean, it sounds like you've got your priorities straight, because there's so many people that try to do so many things, and they get, you know, the wrong rocks in the wrong basket.
Yeah, and you get scattered, and you got to focus. I mean, eventually I will want to go deeper into acting. I studied acting, you know, and I've done a couple things, but, you know, nothing that has been strictly, like, prioritizing acting. But I will eventually, so I'll probably start with, like, some cameos and then, you know, get into that, because you got to be focused. You can't do everything.
Okay, so how was it, what was it like growing up with this entertainment family and obviously putting you into everything? I mean, you obviously didn't have a lot of time to get into trouble. So what was it like growing up in L.A.?
You know what? I think it definitely was helpful to grow up in LA. I mean, there's a lot of people that grow up in this business, and then you kind of have those relationships for years, so you really know what these people are like and their characters and how they operate, and those are like the strongest relationships, and you can really call on them at any time. And you know, it's sort of like the people that come to Hollywood and try to be something that are the ones that you kind of look out for.
The new money,
right?
It's the people that have been there and kind of have that relationship with other people, and you kind of know who you're dealing with, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me a little bit about Carmeet. Where did that name come from? Tell me about your heritage.
Well, my dad is from Israel, and he was born in Jerusalem, so I got a double whammy. My name is very Israeli, very common in Israel. Carmeet means the God's vineyard, so it's sort of biblical. I do like wine, but other than that, I don't really... I don't know what else. But and then Bahar is another Hebrew name. But my mother's from Holland. She was born in Indonesia. She's Dutch, Indonesian, and Chinese. So I have a little bit of a, you know, soup action going on.
Yeah, you're kind of like me. I'm an Irishman, a Scotsman. I've got a little bit of German in my background, and Comanche Indian. So,
wow, cool. And then you're redhead.
Yeah. See, the Scots came over to America, and they did everything. It was rather shameful. But no, I don't have the tan. I wish I had the Comanche tan, but I don't. I burn like a tomato.
Oh, God. Well, you got to go slow. You got to do it slowly.
slow for me is just letting my freckles grow together, hon.
I love freckles.
Well, then you'll love me. Oh, gosh. Hey, you know what? I want to get into some of your charity work because, you know, you mentioned this earlier in the interview, and it's rumored that you want to do some stuff. Tell us a little about what type of philanthropy you want to be involved in.
Well, I, you know, truly think that giving back in any way, shape, or form really, you know, fulfills the soul, and it's necessary to one's survival. I think just in general, it gives you purpose, and people need people. So whatever you ever can do to volunteer or contribute or help somebody, it's really fulfilling. And for me personally, I was born with cleft lip and cleft palate. So growing up, you know, I had my own trials and tribulations, especially being in this business. You know, I got a lot of rejection, but I knew what I wanted to do and I had a passion for it. And my parents always supported me no matter what. So I really kind of pushed through that. So when I got to, you know, a place where people recognized me through the Pussycat Dolls or whatever, it was really important to me to find a way to give back and to reach out to kids, especially because of what I went through, you know, growing up feeling really different and feeling not so pretty, really. It was just proof that you can do whatever you put your mind to and believe in. So, you know, dreams do come true. And here I was. So it was like, what am I going to do now? And I started my own nonprofit called Smile With Me, which now I just turned into more of a project because I'm an ambassador to Operation Smile. And Operation Smile is an incredible organization that goes all over the world and repairs cleft lip and cleft palates. They've been in operation for 25 years. So basically, I've embellished on my ambassadorship, and I've joined my project, Smile With Me, to go on missions with Operation Smile, where we do a bunch of creative arts and activities and dancing and anything that we can find to stimulate the children and, you know, self-esteem and confidence, you know, while they're getting screened or pre-op or post-op. So it's really incredible. It's rewards beyond words. I can't even explain it. It's been really important to me, and it's made such an impact. So I'm looking forward to doing that, you know, continuously, and kind of finding the next realm too. It's a big part of what we should do to give back. You know, it's great to be a pop star and all that, but you got to have a balance.
Sure. Well, that's great though that you do. I mean, it sounds like you're pretty well grounded, and we can look forward to some great things. Do you know what you're going to call your next project?
I don't yet. You know, everything takes a lot of work, and it kind of takes a while to get off the ground. So I'm just getting this Project Smile With Me really keep going, so I don't always have to, you know, I'm going on like 2 missions a year, but I want to have like a pool of people that can go and contribute. I'd love other celebrities to have an opportunity to, when they're off and they have time, go.
And Carmine, do you have a website or a phone number where people can get in touch with you on this great cause?
I actually do. I have a MySpace, myspace.com/smilewithcarmite, and that's C-A-R-M-I-T is how you spell my name. And I also have my own MySpace account. That one is specifically for my my project Smile With Me, and the other one is myspace.com/theoneandonlycarmite. So I'm getting everything established, you know, getting it up and running. And on that, on the MySpace for Smile With Carmite, you can there's a link to donate to Operation Smile, and it goes into a separate fund specifically for my project. So it's pretty cool.
Carmite, we hope that when you get your project finished, you'll come back on the show and talk to us about it and give us a little preview of what's going to be on the album.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
You have like 23 million viewers.
Oh yeah. See, we just listeners, because Doc and I have faces for radio.
That's awesome. that's quite an accomplishment. I think that's pretty incredible. So congratulations. Hats off to you.
Hey, well, thanks very much. And we appreciate you being on the show. And of course, if you'd like to check out our MySpace, just rewind the podcast, get the address, and please donate too, because that sounds like a very worthwhile cause. Carmite, great to have you on the show, and hope to have you again soon.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
You know, she really was a pleasure to talk to, Doc, and I'm sorry you missed the interview.
I'm sorry, too. You know, it's not every day you get to talk to, A, a pussycat doll, and B, you know, a regular film star. I mean, that's really exciting stuff. Very nice. Seems like a very nice girl.
Hey, well, we have a standing date, all of us, to have drinks in Las Vegas when we make our trip. Oh, that reminds me that we need to tell everybody how they can get registered to win a trip to Vegas with Doc and Spencer to meet us there, and it's just going to be a great time. It includes airfare, hotel accommodations, and tickets to a great show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And Doc, we kind of discussed how we wanted to do this, and I think we came up with a pretty good idea of who we'd like to, how we're going to select a winner.
Yeah, you know, we decided that we wanted to go big. I mean, this is a huge thing. This is an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas we're talking about here. I mean, we're not giving away.
Well, I'm not buying their drinks, you know, so it's sort of, some of your expenses are paid. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're getting there cheap. Let's just put it that way. And Spencer, I'm sure, will do some sort of body shot off of you at some point. But again, you know, what stays and what happens in Vegas does not go on YouTube, as Spencer has so eloquently put. So we wanted to go big with this competition. Tell them what we're talking about here, Spencer.
All right. So we thought we would find a way, or the best way, to promote the BTS mix. And if you have an idea on how to do that, or an idea for the show that we really, really love, then we're going to have a thread where you can post your entries. Now, no purchase is necessary. You have to be 21 years of age or older and inside the continental United States. Okay, and some restrictions do apply. We'll have some rules posted along with that. The folks at Above Networks are not responsible for this trip. This is something Doc and I put together, and we just thought it'd be a great way for some of our members to enjoy some time with us. So the complete details will be posted in the thread, but just be thinking about how you would promote the BTS mix show, some great ideas for the show and things like that. The best ideas are going to win and get airfare and hotel accommodations in Vegas. And we may even let you come see the show. I think we're going to be recording it at the Hard Rock. It's either going to be the Hard Rock or the Stratosphere we'll actually be doing the show from. So it's going to be a great time.
And even if you don't win the contest, you can still take advantage of, you know, some of the Las Vegas Vacation Authorities, some of their tremendous deals. So, you know, make sure you visit that website. And, of course, we'll have all that information when we post up the competition. So good luck to one and all, and really work hard. And we'll see you guys in Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, right now, speaking of contesting, it's time for the BTS Mix Screen Test.
The screen test. And once again, Silent Shadow got it pretty quickly last week. So I think I'm pretty happy with this one, actually. I think this could be a pretty decent one. In fact, I told it to Spencer last night, and he didn't know who it was. So I have hope that this will be of some sort of a challenge, and so we'll just take it from there. The BTS Mix Screen Test question this week is, and it reads as follows. read any newspaper and you know who this actor is. And in fact, it might even make you want to get up and dance. I'm not joking. This guy has gone from Louisa May Alcott to some of the hottest writers in Hollywood today. On top of it all, he is one sexy mother. Shut your mouth. Who is this actor? And that is the screen test for this week.
And it's worth 500 BTS points to the first person to correctly post the correct answer. And good luck to you. Well, Doc, I guess that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix. It's been fun doing another one with you.
Oh, it's always a good time, Spencer. And again, make sure you get on and check out the contest. I'm really excited to go to Vegas. I think it's going to be a great trip. So make sure you get on, check it out, and make sure you enter. Come up with some really great ideas on how to promote BTS. Well, that just about does it for us. So I'll go ahead and wrap it up here for all of us here at the BTS Mix Show. Have a great week. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.
And dadgummit, I lost the link. Hang on.
Damn it!
Aye.
I hate it when I do that.